Welcome to Talabat. Episode 1, The Hammer of Homlet.
Cool. So, you have arrived at the village of Homlet. It's a relatively well-equipped village. It's got pretty much everything you could expect. For the north, it's basically a town by comparison. As you walk down the road, you see to your left a ruined castle kind of keep on the hill. Evidently, at one point, quite a formidable structure. As you walk into town, you pass a stonemason, a carpenter's, just number of different shops, number of different houses, and you come to the Inn of the Welcome Wench. What would you like to do?
Okay. I guess just go and have a chill for a bit if we've been walking for a while.
Yeah, kind of look around, see who's there.
Yeah. It's about midday at this point. You've probably been walking for a few hours. So, you open the door. You walk in. You find a well-equipped. That's not quite the right. You find this wonderful homely little tavern. Kind of lowish ceilings, but not crazy low. Probably about 8 feet or so. It's fairly empty. It's a working day. Everybody's off in the fields or in their shops. A slightly older woman behind the bar kind of looks up as she hears the door creak and greets you, just kind of with a little wave, and then goes back to polishing glasses. You notice a few tables kind of scattered around the place, and then a few doors off to the right hand side of the room, which you would guess kind of lead to rooms.
All right.
We'd like to go straight to the bar. Pull up a stool.
As you sit down, she looks at you, looks you square in the eye. Immediately, she's been doing this a long time, she immediately knows the type of person sitting before her. especially since you're a dwarf.
Do you need a smiles. Hand up onto the stool, mate?
You what, sorry?
Need a hand up onto the stool, mate.
she looks you in the eye and says, pint there, mate.
Why else would I be here?
she chuckles and she starts pouring.
Make that two.
Starts pouring you an ale. Make it two. She pulls a second one with a little grin and hands them both over to you. And asks for one penny.
One penny.
Oh, those are the days.
Cool, I'd like to take my house and then go and put my back against the wall somewhere.
Yeah, shall we find like a booth or a table in the corner?
Yeah. Where we can see all entrances and exits.
Yeah.
Cool. You find one fairly easily. You're pretty much the only people in here at the moment. There's kind of opposite the doorways that you saw on the right hand side. There's a little snug area. It's like a little alcove cut out of the wall, but you've kind of got a decent view of most of the building.
What time of day is it?
It's about midday.
Right, so people are going to be coming into the bar for lunch really soon.
You would guess so. Yeah, you would guess so.
Okay. Maybe. Oh God, what's your name again? Ethos.
Yes.
Maybe you should keep your hood up.
Oh yeah, okay. Shit.
I assumed.
I have my hood up, and it's very stylish. It's fair. In the modern fashion. It's
probably
yeah.
more stylish than most of the people currently in this village.
Yeah, but more like in like the Italian, like it's stylish, but it has to also look like you haven't put effort in to make it look stylish.
Fair enough. So you and Ezekiel are looking quite similar at the moment.
Yeah. I'll go up to the bar and get the lady's attention.
Cool. How do you do that?
I just woke up. Smile on my face and say, excuse me.
She looks over. She hears the strange accent and the not broken Telemarian, but kind of notices that it's not your first language. Mm. And she kind of gives you a strange look out the corner of her eye. But, you know, after a second or so, she kind of...
What is the accent like?
Yeah, Liam, what is the accent like?
In my country, we don't
do it. I have to speak for the rest of the campaign, isn't it?
It is somewhere between Italian and Moroccan, the country that you come from, so feel free to...
What a passion.
Well,
I have no idea. Excuse me, miss. Wow, that just went really like...
Yeah,
that's a bit Borat towards the end.
Forget Italy, that was definitely Transylvania.
Yeah.
Cool, so she looks over, a little bit surprised by the accent. She's certainly never heard it before in her life. She realises that it's not local, and she doesn't see many people who aren't local. But she, you know, she regains her composure, and she walks over and said, "Ah, what can I do for you, love?"
Am I correct in saying people will be coming back for their lunch pretty soon?
Oh, she looks up. She kind of glances out the window, trying to see where the sun is. And she said, "I probably."
Yeah.
Why'd you ask?
What's in the way of entertainment around here? Could you use do you think people would appreciate some music during their lunch or food?
Aye, son, probably. Why, you got some there?
Yeah, well, I'm a travelling bard. I was wondering if we could come to an arrangement, maybe get lunch and a drink for all three of us in exchange for 2 hours of music.
Hmm.
Roll a persuasion check.
God.
Hashtag hustle.
This is the first roll of this 20, by the way.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
It failed me. That's a 7.
A modified 7.
That's with my plus 5.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
She
do I just kind of try and lean on the bar but slip a bit?
you're perfectly composed. She just doesn't like your accent. She humors you as you talk, and then goes, "Ah, love, not sure I can. Times are hard, taxes going up, and all that." Sorry.
Oh, how about
I see this going on from the distance, and just to like break up her mood a bit, as she doesn't trust him, I kick a stool at Ezekiel for the dwarf comment earlier, and I step in and I just say, "Come on, let the boy play."
Yeah, okay, roll me a perception. Not perception. What am I talking about? Persuasion is what I mean.
Oh, no. I got a 6.
Declan, do you want to try?
Yeah. Okay, so, like,
At this point, she's kind of rolling her eyes, and she's starting to ignore you as she kind of clinks the glass.
Like my dear, look, you have a lovely establishment, and all we're trying to do is bring a bit of extra, you know, merriment to it, and I'll roll my persuasion.
I'd like you to roll me a deception check as well.
Oh, perception. Oh,
no, deception.
Oh, deception. Oh, yeah. I've got
you're
plus
trying,
one.
You're trying to let her know that you're not a high elf.
Oh, scheiße.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, with a modifier 20.
Well, yeah, she didn't roll a 20, I'll put it that way, so... cool, persuasion check then.
I'm just going to do a deception check because I'm much
cool
worse than that. Okay, that is a 14 on deception.
She rolled a natural 20.
Oh.
she was rolling Jack before that. She looks at you and she smiles. She appreciates your attempts and your kind words. She looks all three of you over, sighs, says, "Okay, lads. You foreign boy, you can get up on that stage," and she points off to us. She points off to the left hand side of the inn. "You can get up on that stage. You can play whatever you want. And I will give you..." She almost has to tear the words from her breast. "I will give you a discount if you play well."
"All right.
If not, then you get the hell out of this building."
"You better play well."
This is where he rolls
it. None of that raunchy shit unless they like it.
Cool. What would you like to do?
Do you want me to do that now, or should I wait until the crowds come in?
I would like to see what you've got.
Ooh. Okay. I will walk up onto the stage and take out my loot.
Tremendous. In that case, roll me a performance check.
Okay. that's much better. 21.
You knock it out the park. You are Kvothe
threading it
in this place. she goes through a roller coaster of emotions as you play this loot like you've never played it before. You want that free lunch. Well, when I say free, heavily discounted. She sighs. You see her shoulders drop a little bit, and she says, I'll give you that, laddie. You're she became Scottish. "I'll give you that, lad. You're good.
I know."
Now that she's like softened up a little, I just want to ask, like, if there's any work going in the local area that might suit a group such as us.
As you ask that, could have sworn I just heard my wife coming home. As you ask that, the door behind you opens and people start to traipse in, muddy from work or covered in soot. She looks over your shoulder and sees a fairly well-dressed man come in, heavy calloused hands, kind of good stocky build to him, tanned leather apron. You would guess, just looking at him, you would say that he runs a smithy, but a fairly large one, kind of runs it with a number of apprentices who really do most of the work these days. You've seen the type, you recognize it. She points over her shoulder and says, War Tomlin's usually got some work going if you want to chat with him."
"Oh, okay.
Tomlin. All right. Well, do you guys want to do that? And I will entertain the masses."
Mm-hmm.
Cool. By the way, she looks over at you. She looks over at you, Ezekiel, and asks what you would like for your lunch.
For all three of us?
Yeah, kind of as the, you know, just, well, I suppose more generally to the group, but yeah.
What do you guys fancy? How about just some big bowls of the house broth, a loaf of bread, and some ale after the performance? Yeah?
Oh, God, that's
pretty good to me.
She agrees. She agrees. She says she has a little bit of think about it and says okay. You can almost see the abacus moving in her head. I can do that. How does 3 pence a person?
That's all right. I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll do
it's about a third of the price.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, fair enough. You guys can have yours whenever. I'll have mine after the performance.
I'll pay up front just for good faith.
Cool. Fair enough.
I'll enjoy mine whilst
take the money. Sorry?
I'll be enjoying mine whilst he plays.
She takes the money. She kind of hurries into the kitchen and shouts to the chef there, well, cook. Ethos, yeah. You were going to have a word with the smithy, were you?
Yeah. Can I take the beer that I got with my meal and bring it over to him?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. He's sat down on the outskirts of a small group.
Mm-hmm.
Not as though he's an outsider, just more he kind of fancies a little bit of time alone, mm-hmm. jump into the conversation when he needs to, but you know, generally just wants a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's his name again?
Tomlin.
Okay, so I go up to Tomlin and I just pop the beer down in front of him and I'm like, I know you're a busy man, so I'll get straight to it. I was informed you might have some work for us.
He looks you up and down, looks very intently at you,
mm-hmm.
and says, what type of work are you looking for there?
Okay, guys, what do we class ourselves as? What we're going here? Like, killing, retrieval?
Whatever pays.
Well, yeah, we met during a bounty hunt, so...
And I'm a robber by trade.
Yeah.
We could say we are procurement specialists.
Yeah, I like that. Procurement specialists. We can grab, take, do.
Oh, I love this. he rolls his eyes when he hears the euphemism. And kind of tuts away to himself. He says, "In fact, roll me a perception check, Deck."
Okay. What's my perception again? Oh, sweet, I've got a boost on that. I got a 10.
You hear muttered, basically under his breath, almost inaudible. You hear. Something that sounds like a racial slur.
Once he pays us, then we can shoot him in the face.
Okay.
He looks up at you and says, "Okay, you're procurement specialists."
Mm-hmm. Best in
that
the
case. In the moat house outside, there is something I would like you to procure. It's been ruined for decades, long, long before I was alive. But there are tales of a hammer in the dungeons there. I don't know if they're true. Nobody goes into the moat house, and those few who did just never came back. You can go in there, and you can discover if you can kind of discover whether or not this is true, fantastic. I'm sure I'll be able to richly repay you for the time and the effort. Mm. Kind of looks at you as if to ask. Sound good?